Good negotiators going in know they have to be ready for possible surprises. Great negotiators aim to use their skills to reveal the surprises they are certain exist. Experience will have taught them that they are best served by holding multiple hypotheses about the situation, about the counterpart's wants, about a whole array of variables in their mind at the same time. Present and alert in the moment, they use all the information that comes their way to test true hypotheses from false ones. In negotiation, each new psychological insight or additional piece of information revealed heralds a step forward and allows one to discard one hypothesis in favor of the other. You should engage the process with a mindset of discovery. Your goal at the outset is to extract and observe as much information as possible, which, by the way, is one of the reasons that really smart people often have trouble being negotiators. They're so smart, they think they don't have anything to discover. Too often, people find it easier just to stick with what they believe, using what they've heard or their own biases. They often make assumptions about others even before meeting them. They even ignore their own perceptions to make them conform to foregone conclusions. These assumptions muck up our perceptual windows onto the world, showing us an unchanging, often flawed, version of the situation. Great negotiators are able to question the assumptions that the rest of the involved players accept on faith or in arrogance, and thus remain more emotionally open to all possibilities and more intellectually agile to a fluid situation. Unfortunately, back in 1993, I was far from great. Everyone thought the crisis would be over quickly. The bank robbers had little choice but to surrender, or so we thought. We actually started the day with intelligence that the bank robbers wanted to surrender. Little did we know, that was a ruse their ringleader planted to buy time.